When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 45, The Burden of Ownership by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, how's it going? This is the Optimal Living Daily podcast. If you don't know where you are or how you found this, I'm Justin Mollick, if you have no idea who's talking to you right now. Although that name probably doesn't mean anything to you, so I will tell you that I'm a California native with a Myers-Briggs personality type of ISTP. And today on the show, it's Minimalist Monday. I'm trying to create some structure here. This podcast is only 45 days young, or actually 46 if you count episode zero. So I'm kind of learning as I go. And since I said that yesterday was Silver Sunday, I've made the executive decision that today should be Minimalist Monday. I'm going to need help with naming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, though. I got nothing for those. So if you have an idea, tweet me at oldpodcast. And today's minimalist is Colin Wright, one of my newer authors on the show. He has an incredibly interesting lifestyle because he's basically traveling constantly, living in a new country every few months. And to make it even crazier, he lets his readers of his blog vote to decide where he lives next. So definitely check him out at exilelifestyle.com. And I'll briefly mention that today's episode is ad-free, so if you appreciate this passion project of mine, there are a couple of ways to support it, one of which is financially, which would be a huge help to cover the server costs, and you can do that by becoming a patron of the show at oldpodcast.com. And another option is to simply show that you like this podcast by joining my free weekly newsletter, which, by the way, comes with some fun gifts, and that's also at oldpodcast.com. And however you show your support, I'll be super grateful. So with that, let's start optimizing your life. The Burden of Ownership by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com. Take a look at your hobbies. Are they corporate tools? As in a useful device or implement, not a person who is a douchebag. They almost certainly are. I, for one, have had many hobbies that, in retrospect, seem to have involved little but buying, buying, and more buying. Take, for example, my years of competitive Magic the Gathering card playing. I loved the social aspect of the game, being able to attend conventions and tournaments, keep up with the storyline and the lore of the game, and I definitely loved the strategy involved in both playing the game and building up my collection by trading the cards. I moved on from Magic to what I, at the time, considered to be a much more evolved hobby, namely Warhammer and Warhammer 40K. The difference? One takes 40,000 years after the other, duh. Warhammer is a tabletop fantasy war game, think Lord of the Rings but more complex, in which you pit your army, a horde of self-assembled and painted plastic and pewter miniatures, against your opponents, an army of similar material composition, though likely with a different storyline, weaknesses, and strengths. The real wallet buster was that all the pieces were shipped from the UK to the US, which resulted in peak pricing, despite the massive size of the armies. In the end, though, the whole point behind both of these hobbies is to acquire more. Go buy some booster packs to get more cards. Not enough? Buy a box of them. Bored of this set? Don't worry, there's a new expansion coming out tomorrow. We should buy a box. And don't forget to snag a blister pack of Orc Storm Boys while you're at the comic shop. Keep in mind, I'm not criticizing either of these hobbies. In fact, I probably owe a lot of my social skills, my penchant for strategizing, and a good deal of my acumen to having partaken in them. I do know, however, that at some point they became too much for me. I started to have these really bad nightmares, the kind in which you are running through an unfamiliar environment. For me, it was usually a derelict office building, read into that what you will, and being chased by an unidentified pursuer. You don't know who they are, but you know you need to get away. And in my version of the dream, I was trying to run while carrying all of my Warhammer miniatures and magic cards along with me. Now, I was really into these games, so I had thousands upon thousands of cards and boxes of miniatures piled high in my closet, so it was quite a task to drag all this stuff along with me while running from a dream demon. I was very careful not to hurt anything, too. These things were important to me. They demonstrated my dedication to the craft, in money and in spent time, so I wasn't going to leave them for this whatever that was chasing me. After having these dreams several times a week for a few months, I began to sell and give away my magic cards. The result? Fewer bad dreams. Then I reduced my Warhammer collection down to one army. Again, fewer bad dreams. By the time I left for college and had completely stricken the hobbies from my lifestyle, the dreams were gone. The point to this story, and presumably the point of my dreams, is that your possessions can wear on you in ways you barely recognize consciously, but definitely feel the results of. Think of someone you know, or yourself if this is you, who bought that big screen TV, only to find many aspects of their lives suffering because they are now spending all the time they had for other activities pounding back pizza and watching American Idol. Think of the time, money, and attention spent on accumulating and protecting tacky Precious Moments statuettes and Beanie Babies. Yeah, remember those? In the United States especially, accumulating possessions is representative of wealth. A bigger house means more space to put things that you buy and forget, or worse, buy and obsess over. I find that going through everything I own once per month and getting rid of the things I don't use is incredibly soothing. I literally feel a physical tension release in my shoulders and back, a tightness I didn't even realize was there until I got rid of some junk that was taking up space in my townhouse and in the back of my mind. I feel lighter. Give it a shot and let me know how it goes. You just listened to the post titled "The Burden of Ownership" by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com. So he says right at the end there to give it a shot. Try getting rid of some stuff and see how you feel. And that's my challenge for you today. Try getting rid of 10 things. It sounds like a lot, but I can just look around and see 10 things that I can personally get rid of without having a major negative side effect on my life. So try it. I'm serious. And actually, what I'd really like for you to do is take a picture of the 10 things you're getting rid of, whether you're throwing it away or donating it or whatever you're doing with it, and show me the picture. You can post it on Twitter, share it with everyone, and tag me in it. My handle is @oldpodcast. Or you can email me. Just visit oldpodcast.com to get in contact. So let's see who does it. And who knows, there just might be a prize for a random person that actually does it. And while you're at it, if you enjoy this free service I'm providing for you, I'd really appreciate your support, which you can show by visiting oldpodcast.com and joining my free weekly newsletter. Or you can also contribute to this project and become a patron of the show there as well. Again, that's oldpodcast.com. That's 45 episodes down and the very first Minimalism Monday. I'll see you tomorrow for Tuesday talk. I don't know. I got to think about that. All right, have a good one. Your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.